There you go. I got it right at the bridge, as you call it.
There you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, y'all are tuned in to Walker the Walker. First and foremost, to let y'all know, as we do on every show, we do not own the rights to any of the music that are played. This nice one is called On the West Side by Jeff Golub. Album called Temptation. Y'all go cop that if y'all thinking about it.
Shout out to Jeff.
Big shout out. Bring that closer to you. Let's get into it, y'all. Once again, welcome. It's your man, Lou Walker. You tuned in to Walker the Walker. Sitting across from me is the OG himself, Mr. Knowledge Man. I call him, man, Mr. Walker. OG. What's going on, boss?
Hey, good to be here, man. Good to be here.
Due to the fact that this is our audio, you don't know that, but we have a lifelong friend sitting in the back. We like to, what the college people say, auditing the class?
Yeah.
Get a listen now, man. So I call him Big C, but you know, it's what it is. A big boss man right there chimed in, you know. How you feeling today, boss?
I feel good today. The weather's nice. And so when the weather is nice, I am extraordinarily nice.
Yeah, I get that.
It sets a mood for a lot of things, you know, that we do in our lives, you know, as predicated a lot of times on the conditions of your environment, you know. So
definitely get that. I mean, I'm, as you might not know this, but I'm in my new chapter in the life called my workout phase.
Okay.
Gonna start going on that journey.
So how's it feel so far? I mean, I know you're just starting.
I'll be honest with you, it was a bit of a surprise. Just simply because I was having a conversation with the wife prior to, and I was letting her know, you know, it's all mental.
Okay.
When you tell yourself you're going to build into something, oh, I'm going to work my way up into it, you know, it, oftentimes it almost never happens. Like, it all, you like, you find yourself content in that one little spot that you never grow.
Right.
So I told her, I'm like, look, I'm gonna run a mile. First, get up. Like, as soon as I walk in that joint, you know, I'm just gonna run a mile. I'm not gonna think about it. I'm just gonna do it. And she was like, well, I don't think I can do it. I said, see, look, you put can't in your vocabulary. You don't just do it. You don't tell yourself you can't do it. You just do it. So I went in. Hour. Not an hour. It took me 18 minutes. Did a mile.
Okay.
18 minutes. And then the next day, it took me 16 minutes. Okay. And I did a mile and a half the next day.
Which kind of, come see me when you get down to a 5-minute mile, okay?
5-minute mile?
Yeah.
That's how I graduated, sir.
Oh, okay.
Don't sleep on me.
Oh, okay.
I literally asked the PE coach, what does it take for me to pass this class? He told me to run the mile in 5 minutes. I did it 5 minutes, 11 seconds. No
That's
lie.
Good.
That's five good. Minutes. Asthma attack and all. 5 minutes, 11 seconds. Had it down pat.
So you'll get back down there. You know,
I mean, it's not about the time.
No,
it's about the health. It's about the health.
Yeah.
And it really opened my mind and let me realize how conditioned I really am due to the job.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, damn, that job really... Because that mile seemed like nothing.
Yeah.
But then I flash back and I think about it. I go, well, damn, I kind of walk 10 miles a day doing that job.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah. So, you know, running the mile, I think I could get on the basketball court and do some work. I think I can still get out there and cross some people up and do some work out there, you know?
Yeah.
What's on tap today, boss man? What are we talking about today?
Oh, we still on chapter one, actually, but we're on Article 3, Section 4
okay.
of the Constitution. But
we had a Section 3.
Yeah, well, almost. You know, we're gonna just
summarize
a few points on the end of it, you know, because it, You know, one thing about this is because it's all sort of intertwined.
Okay.
You know, you talk about one subject and it'll take you over to someplace else in the same context.
Yeah, I get that.
But where we were discussing, we're going to always make to the point first, you know, because when I think about the voting cycles and the things that are coming up for votes, you know, there was one article that really strikes my attention to, and it kind of leaves me inquisitive about it, you know, and what I'm trying to figure out here is when they talk about the amendment of the abortion.
Okay.
You know, and you know, Arizona just overturned a 200-year law that's been on their book for 200 years that was the abortion rights for women.
Yeah, would they drop it to 6 weeks now?
Well, they just got rid of that 200-year-old law because 200 years ago, women couldn't vote. They didn't have voting rights. So
right.
Why are you all still have this as a constitutional right for women in Arizona when women didn't have any input in the beginning?
I get that.
So that's gone.
Right.
So that leaves me with the question. And the question is, how is it that your federal government has this much power over the people?
Okay.
You know, so I'm trying to understand who gave them that original.
No. You really got a solid point. Like, that's one of the main things that I try to preach about, or what I try to litigate when it comes to me trying to get to the people on social media. Is like, yo, y'all get mad about the fact that, you know, these laws are changing, but you don't know what's going on because you're not paying attention.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? If you pay close attention to what's going on, you'll be able to make the oh no, they are not trying to take away women's rights. What they got going on? They did do them a favor, though. They did do them a favor and said that the transgender people cannot play in women's sports.
Yeah, I think that was
a... They did them a good day. I call that a solid. I don't
know. Because once you think about it, man, once the guys, I guess, if you want to call them the guys, you know, decide to take on that sport at their current state of health.
Right.
You know, I find that sometimes they're a little more tender than a guy with the hormones kicking as a male.
Yeah.
I know, but at any rate, what I'm trying to get to understand is why our government has this much power over the people, you know, in the beginning of things. So, I just started this because of the abortion rights. Women health is what they call it. Women health. So how is it that your government can tell your female in your society that you cannot have an abortion? You cannot abort anything off of your body. So I am going to be checking in on some articles that are written by John Locke.
John Locke.
Locke, yeah. Some people say Lockie because it's spelled L-O-C-K-E.
I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this guy was born actually in 1600s, you know, 1632. And I think he kind of reached his demise in 1704.
Okay.
But he had some very interesting articles where he talks about a civil society. He talks about a political society.
Okay.
And he kind of brought this thing together, or he started this conversation by talking about the politics of a union
right.
between a man and a woman.
Okay.
You know, and this was probably the onset of your political government structure.
Right.
So that's where I'm starting this thing, and I'm going to be digging down into that because at some point during those periods, the man was the politician in the relationship.
Okay.
You know, and so we're trying to understand how did it go from in a civil society from man to government taking over our lives, if you will.
Okay.
So that's going to be a deep dive when we start venturing into that. So, but now, fast forward, you know, again, you know that abortion is on the ballot for 2024. So
get out and vote.
Yeah, yeah, and you don't have to, you know. I don't know. I don't want to endorse one side or the other.
Right.
But I would like for each person that's going to the polls to be somewhat abreast of the issue.
Right.
You know, you may have family. Well, every male got a female in their life, you know.
Everybody got a chick, yeah.
So, again, you may or may not be for, but some of the states has it that, you know, 6 weeks, you know, viability, no abortion afterwards.
Okay.
And some states say it doesn't matter whether you were raped or whether it was incest or whether it's going to cause the child to be born with some kind of physical abnormality.
Okay.
You know, and a lot of them are saying, hey, look, if it's going to save the life of the mother, then, yeah, we can do it after the 6 weeks. But I think even that need to be a decision that the woman, the husband or significant other, and her medical profession, her doctor, that should be their decision. I don't think that the government should have the final word on that.
Now, you mentioned earlier about the way of the pregnancy. Are there any mitigating circumstances in this new law that speaks on if a young lady was raped, does she have, you know, extended time or anything in that nature in order to handle that? Or is it one of those things that, you know, she got 6 weeks too?
It's almost, they writing it up almost ironclad. Some states, and that's why your federal government has decided or want to decide that abortion should be a state decided issue.
Right.
You know, but some states are saying, you know, if you're raped, you know, you still have to have the child and give it up for adoption.
Right.
You know, and I thought, how cruel would that be? So you, and let's just kind of play it forward on the issue of the young lady got raped.
Okay.
You know, the young lady give birth. The young lady give the child up for adoption. The child go through life, adolescence, and up to her adulthood. And because of the way the laws are written on an adoption, that child probably will never know who her biological parents are. And I think that's kind of like cruelty.
And they get the double-edged sword of now they still got to pay for a bed.
Well, even at that, you know. You know, so let's not force women. Let's let women make that decision about their own health. I agree. And not let's not call it abortion as such. You know?
Yeah, definitely.
And let's just look at it as women health in their decision to give birth or not.
Right. Because, so, I mean, it's their body.
Yeah, it's their body. It's their say. So,
you know.
So, but.
However, you know, to just on the back end of that, it'd be a hell of a lot easier if we just take the time out to get to know the people that we're laying down with.
Well,
just an asterisk.
Yeah, that would help. You know,
that would save a lot of the arguments about abortion, because you wouldn't need abortion if you knew you wanted to have a baby with this person and that person knew they wanted to have a baby with you.
Well, it's not always a conjugal relationship.
You're right.
You know, so in those instances, you're absolutely right.
No, but that's pretty much all I was getting at. I mean, we all know there's mitigated circumstances to how women end up getting pregnant.
Yeah.
But some of those mitigated circumstances can be decreased had we just been a little bit more secured and a little bit more overprotective with our snatches when we're out there dating.
Right, right.
That's pretty much just, like I said, the asterisk.
Right, 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 right. And that's a good point.
Yeah.
But then we move past that circumstance,
right,
into the others, and that's where the big question mark comes into play.
That's where I agree with you, because there's no woman out there that has to, you know, be raped, go through the trial process, which usually takes those entire 6 weeks.
But then the medical professions are saying that many women don't know they're pregnant before 6 weeks.
A lot of them don't.
Yeah, you know, so.
No disrespect to the heavyset women, but they, you know what I mean? Like, there's no sudden signs or an irregularity out of your everyday, like.
Except for perhaps, I think, the menstrual cycle, you know.
But those are usually late when you're active.
Well, no, I mean, you know, when they're pregnant, I think it kind of skips.
Yeah.
You know, so that would be one sign, but then that could be the sign of some other medical condition.
True enough.
You know, so that's not 100% either. But either way.
Who are we to say we're men?
Well, I just want the woman to have that final and only. That should be solely her decision.
I'm just going to say this joke, and I'm going to leave it where it is. I'm going to let you continue. When that bill is passed, let it be Kamala Harris that signs that. I mean, that's the Biden signature on that bill.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know.
I feel like women's health, just like you said, because I'm wholeheartedly on it, you know, women's health should be a women's right. It shouldn't be signed by no male. I'm sorry. Let a woman sign a woman bill.
Right. I agree with that. That's fair.
But I digress.
And I digress. You know, so, but at any rate, that's, you know, get to the polls. If you're not registered to vote, become a registered voter. Get to the polls, let your voice be heard.
Right.
And if you do that, that'll make you feel more of a part of the community.
Right.
But moving on, we're discussing here still about the senators and, you know, their role in society. People that we put in these positions.
Yeah, because we do.
Yeah, we vote these people in. And contrary to the Federalists, when at some point the people were elected, you know, by authority, you know, and the framers realized early on that was a dreadful mistake.
Right.
You know, because we're picking our buddies.
Yeah, it's always popularities.
Yeah, we're picking these guys that that are going to do just what we want them to do. It was a populist thing.
And I tell you what, And you would have thought they would have learned after the first few times. You know, you pick your buddy. Your buddy goes, yeah, we're going to drop this bill that's going to raise taxes for everybody that makes over six figures. But you guys are straight, though.
You know?
Yo, I got y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't got to worry about that.
Yeah.
And then it's like, yeah, y'all got to worry about that.
Incidentally, I mean, you know, so when it was done on by populist votes, you know, that's what was going on.
Right.
You know, exactly. That was backroom voting, if you will. You know what I'm saying?
In-house market.
Yeah. You know, so so the framer says, you know what? We're going to let the states do this. We're going to let the states have this election. We're going to let the people decide who they want to sit as senators.
Right.
You know, we're going to not let the government select people.
Okay.
So then you have your local elections, you know, and you get your guy voted in. And as we mentioned earlier, you got two senators from every state, large or small.
Right.
You know, and the reason why the framers thought that, oh, let's give two senators for each state is because, and this is what I liked about Franklin, man, you know, and Hamilton, and because there were people that understood human behavior. And I'm talking about, this is 1700s, man. This is like, who would think about human behavior during this era? You know, but he understood then that, you know, if we put someone in this position, some things are going to happen that shouldn't happen. So, you know what? Checks and balances. Let's give them two people. You know, because I think what's going to happen is, we put two people there, one will be for and one will be against.
So when they did that, was that more so like one Democrat, one Republican?
Well, I think,
or did it just kind of like formulate to that?
Well, that's kind of probably how it led up to.
Okay.
Because when you really dig down into this, you've probably learned that there were only a Republican. We were a republic,
of course.
Then, you know, and the democracy was even then was a republic.
Gotcha.
You know, the country. Yeah, well, it wasn't really a country then. We were still a union, if you will.
Right.
So, the Hamilton, the framers. I guess I better stick to calling them the framer. They realized that there were going to be some issues. So we're going to give every state two representatives, you know, as senators. And, of course, you know, we know how we got to the 100 senators
right.
today.
Right.
You know. But even at that point in time, you know, they had issues. You know, that they were to go once, and they met once. Can you imagine just meeting once a year to discuss this stuff?
I mean, that's an hourly process.
You know?
You got, like, way too much, you know, like, way too many things on the books.
Why do you think it took them all? I mean, they was only meeting once a year, man, because these guys had to travel, you know, across the country from wherever they were coming from.
Right.
You know, and I don't know if they was on horseback or walking. You know, so, you know.
My gosh.
You know, it's
like,
you got to dig your way through the woods to get to Washington, you know, or Pennsylvania, actually.
By hot air balloon, two doors.
I couldn't get it to come down, man, you know.
Had some traffic
built
up. Thanks to old hoopty.
You know, like, so we, but you know, they was dealing with issues back in those days. That, And we are, the issues that we see today, they're not new.
By the slightest.
You know, they're not new. You know, they were talking about budgets. They were talking about agriculture and the environment, homeland security. You know, they was discussing these issues, you know. So, but fast forward now, we know that what the senator's done, they had sole power, and we're going to mention this again because I think in the last episode we talked about the senators having sole power of impeachment.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's upon us today.
Right.
So, but the purpose of the impeachment wasn't really to get the person out. You know, their purpose was to find them to be disqualified for holding any other office of the government.
I get that. So it's not like you're getting kicked out of office. It just means that you can't run for nothing else.
Yeah, we're the senators are not here to try to incarcerate the president or any other officer. They're just here to get to the facts of this impeachment, to bring it to the forefront. And upon doing so, you know, they could remove the person from the office.
Right.
Disqualify the person so that they can't hold any other office.
Now, when they say you can't hold any other office, like, we're talking like president's impeached. We know you can't run for president again, but does that mean they can't take a governor seat? They can't take a senator seat? They can't take a mayor seat? They can't take no seats?
They are done.
Okay.
Once they've
that's
been
a doctor malpractice.
You know, once the punishment, you know, and they've been found guilty as charged.
Right.
You know, they're done.
Gotcha.
You know,
better look out. You never know who's about to get impeached next.
Well, you know, they're talking about wanting to impeach Biden, you know.
They always hating on a Joe. It is what it is.
Yeah. but you know, before I get out of this, I want to talk about something that the Article 59 in the Federalist talked about. And that's about the character of these senators.
Okay.
You know, and they spoke in the fact that, you know, they're supposed to screenline these guys, you know, to become senators, you know. And it's not just, it shouldn't be just, you know, if you run and you make it, you become. No, we need to start cleaning up the character of these people that we're sending to Washington.
In other words, treat this like the NFL draft.
Well,
Hear me out. In the NFL draft, you get drafted. First round, second round, third round. That don't mean that you on the squad. You still got to go through training camp.
Yes.
You got to make training camp.
Yes.
Once you make training camp, you got to make the first three games of the preseason.
Okay.
And then once you make regular season, then you're on the team. So in a nutshell of, okay, you get elected. Let's see how your campaign run look. Let's see how your bill writing look. Let's see how you handle the press. And if everything checks out, then okay, you could be our senator.
Okay, so that's one reason why. You know, the framer says, and I think they was thinking, you know what, as a person get older, they become wiser.
Right.
You know, and that's why they say, okay, at 30.
Right, the age bracket thing.
Yes, yes.
And honestly, I agree with that age range.
Well, I do too. I think that's a good minimum age. You know,
seasoned
where
enough to go through crap.
You would think, you know, temperament, you know. Yeah. But now, even today,
okay,
how do you explain senators sitting in the chambers calling other senators names? You know, up here wasting taxpayer dollars, You're going to criticize another senator? Oh, her by her eyelashes? Come on, man. Congress. Who's paying y'all to go there to talk about this stuff? This is not what we want you all to be up there wasting our tax dollars on.
What we pay you for, people?
You know, AOC, as they call her, in Green from Georgia.
Yeah.
You know, two women senator, congressman sitting up here.
Too. Strong black women.
Yeah, man. Well, AOC, of course, you know, she's Hispanic. And Green is, you know.
Way to split hairs, OG.
well, you know, let's make it fair.
Let's make it what it is.
Let's call it apple on apple.
I'm still gonna call it split.
And look, we're not gonna just say an apple is a fruit. We're gonna call the apple an apple.
No, you know what I'm saying? No, you're good. You're 100% right.
But that's not to.
I retract my past statement.
No, that's not to diminish.
No, of course not.
You know, any of the effects of what they're doing, you know, because I really still believe that that's a waste of taxpayers' dollars.
I agree.
You know, if you don't have the temperament or you don't have the acumen to be a congresswoman or man, you know, we need you to exit. You know, because we aren't sending you there to insult one another.
Facts.
All of the infighting. You know, that's destructive, man.
It really does.
Not just to your camp out, not just to your career, but to our nation as a whole.
I mean, I generally feel that way when we're looking at the presidential campaigns and the commercials and just bashing one another. Like, it's like, so this is what you held up those dinner parties and get all of the grants and loans from all these guys.
Just you know so that why you can, that is?
Do not vote for Trump.
You know what? Like, you know what? Why not? Like, you know why? You know why that is?
Why is that?
Because the platform that these politicians are running on,
okay,
is really zero. You know, they we used. You remember the word that I gave you? No, you don't.
You've given me plenty words.
It's a destructive word.
I'm sorry, but
I didn't mean to put you on blast.
I'm gonna fight for mine because I don't like that at all. First of all, you can't just sit there and ask a person.
Excuse me.
Hey, you remember the word I gave you? You know how many words you've given me?
You know, that was not good. I apologize. But at any rate.
Heineken.
I gave you that one too, didn't I? But that's, you know, they're being self-destructive. But the point I was trying to make is the reason why you hear so much negative campaigning.
Right.
Is because these people doesn't have a viable platform. In other words, what are you going to do for the people? Not what you're going to do to hurt the other candidate.
Right.
You know, we want to hear real issues.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't come out here and tell me, well, you know, Biden son did this and Trump family did that. No, that's not what we're sending you over there for. You need to tell me what you're going to do for me and my household.
Exactly.
You know, what you're going to do for the state of Florida or the state of Georgia or California, wherever, you know, you're representing. You know, all this, you know, malarkey, you know, this crap that they're doing, they need to get out of there if that's what they're for, you know.
Again, why we always advocate to the people, like, listen, it's not just the presidential votes. I mean, the people that are running for the senator spots, they really are running campaigns too.
You know, do you hear from them?
No, because it's not something that. Never mind, I'm not gonna say it.
No, come on.
I can't say it because I get canceled, Pop. I'm not doing that.
Oh, it's not something that.
No, because it's conspiracy theorist based.
Oh yeah, no, we aren't working on conspiracies.
Too bad you done talked me into it. So. No, I say they're not going to show that because I feel like the government does not want us to be fully acknowledged on how the Americas is being ran.
Well,
or more so, that's their way of doing their due diligence, but not with the media press behind it.
Well, that's why, you know, we have the checks and balances, and we have the accountability committees, you know. In other words, there's transparency in your government, but see, you got to go and find this stuff.
You do, yeah.
You know, they aren't going to come out on...
But that's what I don't like.
On the media and tell you everything that they're doing. And incidentally, the word is anemica.
Ah!
Anemica.
Did I write that down?
Yeah, you did. You did. You know, that's trending to obstruction or harm.
Okay.
Unfriendly or hostile. And that's what we're seeing from or with a lot of our politicians.
Inimical.
Inimical, yeah. That's a behavior, man. And that's what Hamilton and Franklin was thinking, you know, when they decided they wanted to have a two-party solution, you know, the two senators, I should say.
Yeah.
Which incidentally turned out to be two-party solution.
Right.
You know, so now that is what the senators do. They're there to, they have that sole power of impeachment. And when it's all said and done, they are going to be liable and subject to the indictment, the trial, judgment, and punishment according to the law. So, which incidentally, the reason why all that power was separated into the three branches, you know, so that one branch didn't have sole power or all the power. They would have been too strong. If you'd have given everything into one branch of government, man, they could just like wipe out a person, you know, in the stroke of a pen, you know.
No, definitely.
So that's why I...
Imagine the president having all that damn power. It's a wrap.
You know what I'm saying?
You said what to me?
You're fired.
Right, you're out of here. First of all, throw him in the brig.
You know what I mean?
He's got 35 to life. You know, sir, do you know why we pulled you over? No, why? You were going 30 in the 45. Well, I just passed the bill this morning that the minimum speed limit on all streetways is 100. So get out of my face.
Look. But no, take it back to the 1700s when these guys was being stopped for going too fast in their buggy.
Man, look. First of all, that changes the dialogue wholeheartedly. First of all, you said something about my mom. I see you at high noon. First of all, officers, take his gun from him. He's not going to have a gun at high noon. I'm going to have a gun, though. And when the clock strikes 12, we're going to draw. And if you ain't got one...
You ain't gonna have no defense here, buddy.
You'll be
wiped out.
I'll be undefeated.
So now, just to... Where we at? Because we closing, we going... And I want to mention this about Section 4.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Section 4 talks about the times, places, and manner of holding elections for senators and representatives.
Okay.
So the framers gave all of that responsibility to the state. But then this is what they said afterwards. They said, but the Congress may at any time by law make or alter such regulations, except as to places of choosing senators. Why do you think that was so important to keep that
for me one more time?
Okay, so the framers gave the states. It says they can choose a time, places, and manner of holding elections for senators and representatives shall be prescribed in each state by the legislature, okay?
Okay.
Now, they have all of that. They handle all of that.
The legislators handle all of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, place, time, and manner.
Okay.
But Congress may at any time, by law, make or alter such regulations except as to the places of choosing senators. Except as to the places.
So Congress can change or alter time frames for votes for everything except for the senator votes?
No, except for places. Choosing senators.
Oh, so whatever place is regulated for them to make that choice, they can't alter that.
Congress can. Now, they can't. They
right.
cannot.
Okay.
Except for. Because if you remember, they said that to be a senator, you have to live
in that state
right. for a period of time.
Right.
You know, so look, okay. we can affect everything except we can't change that.
Right.
You know.
So it has to be the two in the 50.
Yeah. Yeah.
The
yeah.
alters.
You know, okay. so
that's what's up. I like that.
Yeah, but you know, and the reason why they kept it that way so that we don't have any outlaws.
Right.
You know, you're living in Georgia. Voting in Florida,
that part.
You know, so
yeah, but, you get to vote. Yeah, I mean,
yeah. I'm just from across the border.
Yeah. I voted in California already. You know, I did Trump there too. I'm gonna do Trump here.
Sorry,
ladies and gentlemen, I said I wasn't gonna name drop no more.
Well, you know, you could have said. Anything else, it doesn't matter.
Because I don't want the world to feel like I'm not rooting for Biden, because Biden, it's not like Biden did a bad job. He just didn't do as good of a job as we'd hope.
Well, but see, always remember that word,
hope.
Inimical.
Okay, inimical. I'm gonna say
hope. That word is like I don't know, fentanyl. You know,
I was going to say genocide.
Well, you can even use that. Any word that destroys. You know, and so when you have these two parties.
Right.
See, they forget that. Let me just say, when you think about the country as a republica.
Okay.
Not a democracy first. Okay. As a republic, when you think in those terms, you would probably find that people get together and do the right thing.
Yeah.
But then when you think about our country as a democracy, so to have a democracy, you got to have, you know, more than one party.
Right.
You know, because you got to have a for and against and in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, so... With the unions, you know, as a Republica, you know, you always still had that inimical person, you know, that destructive, that person that's, you know, hostile, you know. So we still have that today. So President Biden and his cabinet are sitting here, you know, doing all the things that they think are good and right for the citizens of the country, then you have the other party, you know, offer up nothing, but try to hamper or hinder everything that they're trying to do. You know, so that's why, that's why, you know, they were given these two parties.
Right.
You know, so that they can kind of, you can't stop it, but you can definitely...
Hope to contain it.
Yeah, to contain it at some point, right. You know, so that they could be somewhat successful in their endeavors, you know. So when you go to Washington representing Florida or Georgia or whatever state, you know, you're not there... to try to stop the president from doing what he's trying to do with his cabinet.
Right.
you're there to elicit support for the people in your state.
Okay.
You know, and you got to try to get all the people. You know, you got 100 senators, and you got to try to get all these guys to see things your way.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so when you bring it to of issue to the floor for voting on, you want to be able to sway somebody.
Definitely. You want to have a few people on your team.
Yeah, man. So so that's good that Congress has that ability.
Yeah.
You know. So to move it on, Congress shall assemble at least once every year.
Annual, okay.
Once every year.
Do you feel like that's enough or not enough?
And such meetings shall be on, look, man, they're meticulous. The first Monday in December. Unless they shall, by law, appoint a different day. The first Monday in December.
Can you imagine that being altered? Hey, yeah, now, so,
but that's why I said,
it's next Monday. I got a dental appointment.
Look, did it take me a whole year to travel from my state
to
Pennsylvania?
If it takes you 3 days by car to go from Florida to California.
3 days?
3 days by car.
Okay. I'm not going to dispute it. I just, you know, never.
I mean, if you drive straight, if you have no naps, swapping drivers anyway.
Right, that's good.
But, you could do that in 3 days. Imagine if you don't have 392 horses. You know, imagine having 12 horses.
Well, imagine riding one horse.
Probably take 6 months to get over there.
Well, that's what I was going. Why? Going like, okay.
We're trusting you with the city for 6 months. Hey, Pop, just hear me out. Just hear me out. It take them 6 months to get from California to D.C. for this meeting. And then it's going to take them 6 months to get back. And they're going to have to take another 6 months to go back.
But now, and guess what? Guess what? These guys weren't getting paid.
Oh, so this was free?
This was volunteer services, man. You know, they weren't getting paid.
I will always advocate how lucky we are to be in the time that we're here right now.
You know?
There's no way as a freaking child that I am willing to travel 3 months to get to another city. I'm not doing it.
But you know what, though? In today, we have that mindset. But when you're on the frontier, you know, you're dedicated to this thing, man.
No, definitely.
You know what I mean? And you have to give alms to these guys in the onset, man, because this was a huge undertaking. I mean, and we laugh and joke about, you know, having to travel, you know, that distance. But still, you know, to go from Virginia to Pennsylvania, that wasn't just across the street either.
Right. What's that movie you would do with? What was it? Paul McCartney. Postman.
Yeah.
Things like that. That right there.
When it was delivering the mail, you mean?
Yeah. But he was driving, doing the mail by horse. They were doing the mail by horse. That gives that perspective from back then. Like, you know, you have to show that type of dedication to be uncomfortable on the back of that horse for.
And just to digress, you know, we were talking about when the emancipation of slaves and Texas receiving the letter late.
Do you think it took them that year?
I think it took them that amount of time to get that message over to them.
I got you.
You know, you
think there's a logical explanation.
Well, because when you look at it, several other states didn't get it on the exact date.
Yeah, you know? The manifest did say that it was a separate date. But I just don't see a year though, Pop.
Well, you know, you still got those guys that live way down in the boondocks, man, that didn't get mail. you know.
The little back roads off of 15.
That was on Main Street. They didn't want their mail.
Look at you. I'm not
Yeah, but yeah.
Never play with you.
Yeah, so but at any rate, you know, I can see it, you know, taking them that long to get across the border, you know, because I still think they had to go through, you know, a great deal of weather change, got to rest the horse.
People adjusting to it.
Yeah, and I think they probably were still some people fighting, you know. They were always fighting something.
I wouldn't even go to argue. Maybe the people that were supposed to send the message to Texas didn't make it to Texas because everybody that was free probably killed those guys.
You know, remote possibility.
I mean, it's possible.
Yeah, anything could have happened, you know. They could have got stricken by a disease or...
Yeah, any kind of illness, really.
But yeah, so that's section four.
Okay.
That's section four. Article one, section four, that talks about this, and it tells you that Congress shall assemble at least once a year, and such meetings shall be on the first Monday in December, unless they shall be law appointed. A different day. And so what could have, you know, caused them to want to have it on a different day could vary from, you know, somebody being sick to somebody just couldn't make it to the meeting, you know.
Right.
So then that's the end of section four. Section four, then we move to moving right along here.
Through section four.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. All right.
Section five, each house shall be the judge of the elections, returns, and qualifications of its own members, and a majority of each shall constitute a quorum to do business. Now, see, that's one day. Let me just speak to that, because I spoke about that earlier when we was talking about AOC and Green.
Right.
You know, all the name calling.
Right.
And then we had a formal president with all the name calling.
Yeah.
You know, and so we're looking at Article 5, and it says that each house shall be the judge of the elections, returns, qualifications of its own members, and a majority of each shall constitute a quorum to do business. Got to come up with something to do business. Yeah. A quorum, you know, they don't look. When you hear about these elections coming up, then you start seeing all the negative ads. You know, is that a quorum?
I wouldn't say
that's not a quorum to do business, man. That's bashing. You know, that's bashing. But a smaller number may adjourn from day to day, and may be authorized to compel the attendance of absent members.
So they speak for those that ain't there.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to be there. He don't speak for me.
In such manner and under such penalties as each house may provide.
You don't want to miss it if you're screwed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know. But I just want to back up to the quorums, because these guys have to have something in mind, you know, to be a representative.
Right.
You know, you can't just, you know, you can't just say, hey, I want to be a representative, I want to be a senator or a congressman, and you have no issues at hand.
Yeah.
What's your platform? What are you coming up here to do?
What are you fighting for?
Yeah, we send you to Washington for a specific reason, you know. So, in order to qualify, you got to have something in mind.
Right. Ironically enough, that's how that works hand in hand with life. You can't just walk into a record label and say, I want to be a rapper. And you ain't got no music.
You ain't got nothing to rap about. What are you gonna rap about?
You know what I mean? You got no gimmick. You got no
nothing.
No passion. No nothing. You just got drill music. Like, what is that? Come on. Everybody's doing drill music anyway.
But yeah,
that's a little bit after your time, Altamer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I don't know about drill music, but I do know that a lot of these guys are going into these political positions, man, with just a wing on a prayer.
Yeah.
You know.
Hoping that they get this last.
Just like the one guy that got kicked out of Rhode Island. Yeah. You know. But at any rate, we're gonna stop on the beginning of Section 5.
Okay.
You know, and we'll pick it up there on the next run.
Man, listen, man. You know, before we close out, I enjoy these with you, just on the strength of learning. Really learning that what happens on TV is not what happens. Like, that's like the craziest thing to me, is knowing that.
No.
Look at him. He's like that guy in church. I thought I had no vibrate. But no, but, you know, just learning that, how would they make it seem like it is on the news or in society, on, you know, TV and stuff like that? Just hearing that, how that is, just not how it is.
Right.
You know, I'm telling you like this here, like they tried to implement the fear on us. But then we're seeing things exposed, like the idea, again, wasn't trying to name drop, ladies and gentlemen, but the idea, it still bothers me, the idea that Trump could be held in contempt over 10 times with no jail time. But I can snap once and sit in the jail cell for 36 hours.
Yeah.
It's not okay to me. That's not fair to me. You know what I'm saying? In my opinion. And to know that it's where you are in position of power determines what happens to you. It's crazy.
Yeah, and I think, too, I don't think there's any... It's a judge's discretion.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't think they have a rule to say if you're ever held in contempt more than once, you're automatically incarcerated.
Now hear me out, though.
Well, no, I know. I agree with what you're saying, and I follow up to that.
But at the end of the day, I'm saying hear me out to this point. So you say it's at the judge's discretion. How am I not supposed to believe that this judge is not on his side? You held him in contempt 11 times.
Yeah, well, he appointed that judge.
And you, exactly. So it's like, y'all really think that he's going to do jail time? Y'all think he's finna go to jail? He's not going to jail, people. But
going to jail for that guy is a whole lot. Look, if he go to jail, uh-huh, that's just gonna be another notch in his stupidity belt that he'll be able to.
I'd be the only president.
I get locked up.
Right. Yeah. I'm the only president.
I went to jail for you.
Made millions of dollars selling sneakers and then went to jail right after.
I went to jail for you because I stood up for what you believe.
I am more Michael Jordan than Michael Jordan.
I am more Dr. King than Dr. King. I went to jail for you. You know, right. I think the judge, everybody has figured out, you know, that's how he pulled the people to him.
Yeah.
By all this insane stuff that happens to him.
Yeah.
You get to talk about it, and people think that it's something, they feel sorry for him, or, you know, whatever.
I mean, he is the white Kanye West, I'll say that.
Kanye thought he was a Trump.
They weren't the same. ladies and gentlemen, there was a tweet out there that said that Cardi B wasn't voting. She said because she didn't want to put her vote towards anybody per se. I disagree. I will always advocate, and OG Joe would definitely agree with me when I say this. It's not about who's going into the office as president. It's who's going into the seats of Congress and senators.
There we go.
They control our life. They control our gas prices. They control, you know, the prices on our food. They control all of that. That's who matters.
Or they can.
They can, and they, yeah. As far as I'm concerned, they do.
Well, they're doing a poor job right now in our favor.
The simple fact that I gotta spend $10 for 2-minute food is crazy. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, man, know what you're voting for. Know who to vote for. Stay knowledgeable out there, man. OG Joe, what else you got? What you got to leave them with, man?
Hey, I just want to highlight the issue of voting, man, because it's really, really critical in these days and time. It has always been vital, but, you know, we need to emphasize more so the importance of voting, because we got, as your current president always say, it's existential. It's existential. You know, democracy, right. You know, is being threatened. So let's follow up with look for your representatives in your community. See what kind of ads they're promoting. You know, what issues are they taking heart with, you know, and let's go to the polls and vote for the right thing.
Right. Like we always say, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not going to vote, can't complain.
Don't want to hear from you.
OG Joe, I appreciate you coming to sit with me, man, as always.
It's a pleasure.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to give a big shout out to my man Big C, sitting in auditing and letting his phone go off.
My man C.
All right, man, above all else, man, don't settle for what's less of you, and don't settle for less than you deserve, man. Y'all stay blessed out there. Love.
Peace. See how we do it, Big C?
I like it.